Earthquake, death, and destruction in central Italy.
One of the challenges is just getting to this remote region.
The Clinton Foundation and State Department access.
Hillary Clinton thinks she's above the law.
Off to college, ready or not.
New scores show more are not.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, desperate attempts are underway in several towns in central Italy to get to earthquake survivors. The 6.2 magnitude quake that struck before dawn is blamed for at least 38 deaths. Officials expect that number to rise. CBS's Seth Doan is on the outskirts of Amatrice, one of the hardest hit towns where most buildings crumbled.
The quake jolted many awake, flattened homes, and trapped people in collapsed structures. It struck just after 3:30 this morning. Dazed residents woke to find parts of these rural communities leveled. In some cases, walls were cracked open or completely destroyed. The mayor of hard-hit Amatrice said, "Our town isn't here anymore." Locals, some digging by hand, were joined by rescue workers in the search for signs of life.
Aftershocks have rattled the region in the hours since the quake, and there's also word this morning of a 6.8 earthquake in Myanmar, but there's no word of any major damage. Here at home, Donald Trump is hammering away at Hillary Clinton over State Department emails and the Clinton Foundation.
It is impossible to figure out where the Clinton Foundation ends and the State Department begins.
CBS's Dan Revive tells us an Associated Press investigation looked at Foundation donors who met with Clinton when she was Secretary of State.
Reporters for the Associated Press went through the work calendars the AP was able to obtain by suing the State Department, concluding so far that when it comes to non-government officials, out of 154 people who got to meet Clinton when she was Secretary of State, more than half, 85, donated money to the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton campaign says the foundation is a charity that helps millions in countries around the world and adds that the analysis by the AP is flawed because it was based on a very incomplete set of Clinton schedules.
For Trump, the issue this week has been his apparent shifting on his immigration stance. CBS's Major Garrett says the vow to deploy a deportation force has faded and he's attacked his opponent on the issue.
Appearing with mothers victimized by undocumented criminals, Trump linked Clinton's approach to more crime.
She wants to let people overstay their visas without removal.
Despite his repeated calls for mass deportations, Trump now signals he may make exceptions.
There certainly can be a softening because we're not looking to hurt people.
We sought clarity from Trump's running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, following a rally in Philadelphia.
Is Donald Trump going to deport all 11 million undocumented immigrants in this country?
Donald Trump's been very clear from the beginning that we are going to secure our borders, build a wall, and he's also made it very clear, Major, that he's going to enforce the laws of this country, which the President of the United States takes an oath of office to do.
And that means deporting all 11 million people.
People who have run afoul of the law got to leave immediately.
The United States is providing air support for Turkey's new military operation in Syria to clear ISIS out of a border town. CBS's Holly Williams is in Istanbul.
Turkish warplanes and artillery are both hitting ISIS positions in Jarablus. And Turkish special forces have also entered Syria, according to reports this morning. Turkish tanks have been seen rolling across the border, and Syrian rebel forces have told us around 1,500 of their fighters have also crossed into Jarablus. The town is key because it lies on the only section of Turkey's 500-mile-long border with Syria that's still controlled by ISIS.
And Syria's Assad government has denounced the Turkish military operation. Washington's governor has declared a state of emergency in 20 eastern counties in response to a string of wildfires. Some homes in the Spokane area have been destroyed. Fire crews knocked on Kathy Dietrich's door, but there was no time to leave.
That fire was moving so fast, and the wind was blowing so hard, and it was so hot. So we had no chance. We were trapped in the house, and he said, just go in the house, close the windows, close the blinds, and we'll protect your house.
The wildfire along California's central coast now covers 60 square miles and has destroyed 45 homes. In the Louisiana flood zone, reporter Dave Cohen tells us officials are trying to address one of the many pressing questions.
Where will the tens of thousands of people who can't live in their houses stay until they can return home?
We are in the process of working diligently and around the clock to assess those options.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards and FEMA today are announcing new housing assistance programs becoming available.
We understand that you want to know about longer-term housing options.
Options have included temporary housing camps, portable units placed in neighborhoods, and other solutions. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
In this back-to-school season, there's a new look at college readiness. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The company that offers the ACT, the leading competitor to the SAT, says just 38% of graduating seniors who took the test this year did well enough to show they're ready for college coursework. That's down from 40% last year. But more students are now taking the test. In fact, it's more popular these days than the SAT. 20 states now foot the bill for the ACT, and as the number of students participating goes up, it seems the average score is going down. It's a result that test makers don't find surprising. Steve?
Well, plenty of Hawaiians have made a buck off tourists who swim with the dolphins. But now federal regulators are proposing to ban the activity, saying the spinner dolphins are losing much-needed daytime rest and are stressed out. A final decision after hearings is expected next year. Character actor Stephen Hill has died at 94. He's familiar to TV viewers for his role as D.A. Adam Schiff in Law & Order.
Started with a killing, ending with an execution. You got what you wanted.
And he played the FBI director in the movie The Firm.
No lawyer has ever left your law firm alive.
Hill's acting credits go back to 1949. He was the main character in season one of TV's Mission Impossible. Peter Graves took over in season two, and there was never any mention of what happened to Hill's character. And then there was just one. CBS's Jim Shenavy has the story of an iconic restaurant chain that's all but vanished.
It was founded 91 years ago in Quincy, Massachusetts, and grew to be the nation's largest restaurant chain in the 60s and 70s, with more than 1,000 company-owned and franchised outlets. But soon, Howard Johnson's will be down to just one restaurant. Only two remain today in Lake George, New York, and Bangor, Maine. And the Bangor Hojo's is closing up September 6th. Fans will be lining up in these final days for one last helping of fried clam strips, ice cream, and other favorites, and probably making plans for a stop in Lake George, as long as it lasts. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
When the Olympic flag was lowered in Rio Sunday night, it was given to the governor of Tokyo. Now he is back home with it. The city will host the 2020 Summer Games. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.